I'm thinking about all the different places that you've mentioned and how important they've been to Dallas and how much specificity they have in the Dallas fashion community, and how many of these places and experiences don't really have an equivalent in 2020.
Well, yes, that's true, because Howard Wolf, Lois and Howard Wolf, Mr. Charles Wolf and Mr. Becker, of course, Marge Kane are no longer around. I think Mr. Howard passed away but left a number of things to the Dallas Museum of Art in his art collection. I'm not even sure if Lois is still around. I know that Mr. Charles Wolf died a number of years ago. So that's changed. That building is still on Perry Avenue in Dallas, but it's definitely not Howard Wolf Incorporated. And, of course, I was exposed to Fair Park during that time because the fair was still going on. And that's the reason why when the Dallas Women's Museum opened at Fair Park and needed volunteers, I later in 2000 was one of their volunteer docents, so to speak.
How wonderful that your life now can relate so wonderfully to some of these moments from the past.
yeah. Well, the Women's Museum is no longer there. The building is there, but it's not. But anyway, Dallas has changed and grown, and I think it's still a wonderful place for fashion and for people to live.
I would agree with all of that. Yeah, and it sounds like it's offered you a lot of interesting opportunities.